Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
It is a beautiful day, gentlemen. Don't let it slip away. A little advice for you, too. There are words to live by.
Thank you.
They're coming to the Lou. I saw a billboard today.
You too?
Yeah, I think they're at the Dome. The artist formerly known as the Edward Jones Dome.
Really?
I saw him at Bush.
How was it?
It's awesome.
I like you, too.
They're great. No, they're great. Absolutely.
John, your thoughts on you, too?
What's the name? Oh, they're legit. I'm a big fan. I enjoy you, too.
Eric Messersmith, John Hadley. Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, 855-282-8255 is the text line, 855-282-TALK.
They're not Black Sabbath, but...
No, they're not, but they broke up.
Did you guys see Timmy Tebow hit a home run yesterday? Game-winning homer. I saw this on ESPN. I was shocked. Since his promotion, he's hitting .327 at single A.
The Lord is with
him. We are seeing him in September, like, for the Mets. There is no doubt about it.
No question. He remains a huge enigma to me. I just don't know why people... despise this guy.
Well, I think they don't despise him like they would maybe like a Kaepernick. I think they just get sick of seeing him and sick of all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Gets sick of seeing him, and he's almost too perfect to where you're like, okay, do something. Get in trouble somehow. I don't know.
People hate him.
Like they legit hate him?
Legitimately. Yeah.
Rock hates him.
Oh, you do, Rock? You
know? I mean,
oh,
I don't get it. I
mean, he's great for society.
If a Major League Baseball franchise came to Rock and said, "Hey, we're going to give you an opportunity," what's Rock going to say?
No, I'm bored up.
No, I'm not going to. This is based on principle.
My hair's in my eyes because it's too long.
It is. You know, you read his story. He was supposed to be aborted.
Right.
The doctor said,
"Rock,
you're probably going to die." I think Rock was not supposed to be aborted. The doctors told Tebow's mother she was probably going to die if she went through with the pregnancy. She said, okay, fine. Well, I'm not about to kill my kid. So that's why Tebow's here in the first place. He was born in the Philippines. He's just had a unique life. And listen, he was a good baseball player. Dude won the Heisman Trophy, won a national
good
title,
athlete.
Was a first-round pick. Never should have been a first-round pick. Probably shouldn't have been a seventh-round pick. Yeah. But brought him in.
Listen, he's like
Blake Bell. That's kind of like Blake Bell, if you guys remember him at Oklahoma, where he played quarterback and was not very good and whatever. That was Tebow with, obviously, he was better and had way better guys around him and stuff, and he was more of a winner at Florida, but neither one of them are quarterbacks. Mark Schlereth, I think we just talked about them. Went to FS1 from ESPN, just got over there. He came out, he was on FS1, one of his first appearances, and said, guys, I'm telling you this, and actually Jason Whitlock was talking to him, and Whitlock qualify what he's saying by, hey, dude, Mark has a kid in the major leagues, so he knows what he's looking at here.
Right.
Mark said that right now, Tim Tebow is a better major. He said he's a better baseball player than he ever was a quarterback. Not a football player. He's an unbelievable football player.
Right.
He's a better baseball player than he ever was a quarterback.
Yeah, I can
he
see
never
that.
Should have been a quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, if I were on a team, any team, I would love to have a guy like Tim Tebow.
Oh, absolutely. Although he does bring a lot of
access. Other people bring it. All he does is go out on the field and leave it on the field.
I agree, man.
That's all he does.
He's a little bit preachy, and this is coming from the guys.
That's true.
He was with the Patriots same time I was. He's a little bit preachy, and that wore on the guys a little bit. Some of that is...
Isn't that interesting coming from you?
Manufactured.
Ahead,
I'm just telling you what the guys told me.
TJ does it to me all the time. A little preachy.
Yeah, I preach it all, you morons. And...
See? He's so...
No. I mean, really, though. So I wasn't around.
Horse, TJ.
I hope he says bitches someday. I just hope he says it.
I hope he says something.
I'm going to get him to say it.
Isn't he something?
Nothing. We're just talking. Go ahead.
Belittle us. Go ahead.
I will continue.
I know.
So what I'm saying is I do think there's something to Tebow being a little... I told you guys this about Russell Wilson, too. A little bit manufactured. What I think he believes and who he is authentic, but how he presents is manufactured.
It rubs guys the wrong way. It does. Just keep it away from me, but I like you as a person one way or the other. But I get the preachy thing in the locker room and stuff. I guess
just,
it's a little
just
too much.
A little. I just heard stories from guys, even guys, good Christian guys. Matthew Slater is one of these guys. He said, he's just a little bit.
He brings a lot.
And he's the guy. Matthew Slater was, it's Jackie Slater's kid.
Right. But TJ, I'll take that over a lot of other things,
oh,
my man.
Oh, my gosh.
You know
we're just talking about the. This is the only reason I think. Because
of course.
to your point and your point, John. Otherwise, he just goes on the field and right now hits home runs or has a hit in 11 straight games. Is hitting 327 in what is it?
And don't get me wrong. Don't think he's not a good teammate, dude.
I don't think anybody's ever going to say Tim Tebow. He went through the motions. Tim Tebow.
Oh yeah,
didn't care. Yeah,
he didn't care for the team.
His workouts, he still, even when he was not playing football anymore, he was working out like a madman. And don't misunderstand. It's not like the NFL didn't want him. The NFL, everybody says, you know, they pushed him away because it was a trade and all that. They didn't want him as a quarterback because he sucked.
Yeah,
right.
They wanted him as a player, and he had so many contract offers to go be a player, a tight end, an H-back, different positions, and he said, no, I only want to
be a quarterback. Why do you think everybody really hates him? Rocchio, why do you hate him?
Oh, I don't have a personal problem with him. I just hate the reaction around him.
Just a baggage.
So why don't you hate Kaepernick then?
Oh, I do. I don't hate Kaepernick. I hate the bag. I hate all the talk around him. It's annoying. It got to the point with Tebow where it was just. I hated that everyone in the media was lionizing him. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I was just getting tired of seeing Tebow every other day.
I was going to say, because I brought up his name and you, like.
No,
act like you're. Yeah, I
think you're in the noose. Majority there. And to Eric's point, the Mets are 8 games under 500. You're going to see him in the
majors.
Oh, you're going to see him in September.
I think the preachy thing that TJ was hitting at is part of the reason. I think there's a sense people have, even if they haven't actually seen it themselves, that this is just one of those guys. People hate preachy people.
I have to admit, that's a little bit for me, too. Yeah. I'll admit it.
Yeah. Tebow, too, if you guys remember, when he went to the Jets, first of all, he was a personal protector on the punt team. Like, Rex Ryan had no idea what to do with him. He had an offer from the Jacksonville Jaguars and could have seen some success down there and made some bad decisions. He has also made decisions that got him out of the league on his own.
Let's go to the Ryan Kelly phone lines, 855-282-8255. Tony is with us. What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good, man.
I got a theory here on the Tebow situation, and TJ could probably understand this. I personally am an atheist, and I know a lot of atheists are very they hate people who believe in something. Like, it really bugs a lot of them. I'm not that way, but there are a lot of them that are almost kind of preachy in that sense. And I think what happens with Tebow is a lot of people, everybody has flaws. And when they see somebody like Tebow, who's actually a good person and does things the right way, it's like they root for them to fail to an extent. It's almost like when you see the conservative politician who gets busted with a prostitute or something, people get excited at seeing them fail. And they're like, oh, good, they're not perfect. They're not holier than thou. And I think a lot of people take that approach with Tebow of he actually is a good guy and he really doesn't screw up. And it's almost like they want him to screw up so that they can feel better about themselves for being imperfect.
I think
to
you
justify
hit
themselves.
I agree with you.
I think you're dead on. That's
dead
on,
dude.
Good call.
Hell yeah, man.
I think the people don't like when someone gets attention outside of their disproportionate to their ability. In a lot of ways. And I think that's something about it, too. People, for some reason, it just rubs people the wrong way. And even I have nothing against Tebow. But it just was kind of annoying. I get it. I'm not blaming the media outlets because they were just responding to the demand.
I think that's too simplistic. I think when you add religion into it, it really bugs people because you don't agree with them. No different than that he brought up politics. When somebody succeeds and you don't agree with what they think, it rubs you the wrong way. And it's our natural bias. But I think religion specifically, for people who don't believe that same thing, they just want you to kind of fail because you're on this little bit of a pedestal. In this country, it's been a Christian country forever. And so there's just it's moving away from that to some degree. And people don't like seeing Tebow be this perfect little angel everywhere he goes. Like, fall off, you know?
Yeah, we want you to fall off too, TJ. We're waiting for that to happen.
But and I'm not that way. I agree with him. But I have seen that, and I can understand why people think that. I think Matt Rocchio kind of...
Teddy Softhand,
just a second ago.
Teddy Softhand says Rock hates him because he's a Satanist. Is that true, Rock? Are you a Satanist?
Not the last time I checked.
Ron Mexico wants to know, could Cam win in a scrap with Tebow? Who would you take?
I don't know.
Cam or Tebow?
I would take Cam, but because I don't know if Tebow can fight, but dude, is he big and strong?
Yeah, it can eat a punch. Like, I'm going to try to knock
him out. I would take you for sure, but dude's big.
Or he might have if he has wrestling background and he's better at me wrestling, he's going to probably.
Tebow's thick as hell, too.
He's big.
I mean,
you take him, Cam. In a stand up fight, you get him.
Yeah, he can't throw a punch yet. Unless I don't know. I haven't seen him fight.
But truth be told, God would be on his side.
Devil will be on my side. We don't know that.
He grew up. I told you I was reading his book.
He'd kill me, actually, now that I think about it. I'd become a Christian after I fought him, too.
He grew up with a bunch of brothers. So he grew up wrestling and stuff, but not real wrestling. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, anybody could beat anybody up, but I don't know.
You'd take him.
I'd try to kill him.
The Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor tour is over. Day four, their final press conference, they're wrapping up in London. ESPN's Dan Raphael tweeting out some of the comments. Conor ends his remarks saying this is over, and in 6 weeks, he will crush Floyd. The crowd chanting, pay your taxes. Floyd
Please
tells
do, by
crowd
the way.
To keep yelling, but they can't fight for this bitch. Floyd calls Conor a bitch in his ear. Floyd insults Conor's cheap watch and shows him his $1.4 million watch.
Trade that in, pay your taxes.
Floyd to Conor,
I feels like 22 mil.
I know. Well, that and many other things.
Floyd to Conor, I'll whip your ass in the octagon.
Well, why didn't he
get out of here with that?
There's no question in my mind that Floyd's going to win this fight. But I don't know why Floyd keeps going to this octagon thing.
Quit doing that. Unless.
Why?
If you're going to do that, then is that the next fight?
Well, Why did you fight getting into the octagon from the start?
Well,
because it wouldn't be commissioned by boxing, and I wonder what the money difference would be here. That's a big deal. You go boxing because you're getting $100 million.
And it's actually somewhat of a fair chance.
Yeah.
You're talking about both these guys getting nine-figure. I mean, we're talking about Money Mayweather. Right. It's always about money. If he goes into the UFC, ain't happening. You're not getting $100
million. That there would have been that much difference. Because then all of a sudden, it's what can Floyd do in the octagon.
But
it's
the exact opposite. Wait. What do you mean there wouldn't be a big difference between Floyd?
He's talking about money.
Money.
But to Cam's point, there's a huge, like, at least I think McGregor has no chance, but at least he has like a 1 in 100 chance. Mayweather
would get
embarrassed and potentially hurt in a UFC fight. Like he could
in the first
he
5 seconds,
do it,
dude.
Right? It
in
would
the
be,
first 5 seconds.
This is why I wanted kickboxing.
In the first 5 seconds with that too.
At least there's a little bit of. You're right. You're 100% right. Yeah. But like I said, that's kind of a compromise. Like you can't. He's not going to get you down and choke you out.
But
and
this
put you in an arm bar.
That's why I like Conor McGregor. I'll be honest with you. A couple months ago, before. Half a year ago, I didn't like Conor McGregor. But now you watch him like this. And
you know
just,
what made me love him, Cam? Did you watch when he lost to Nate Diaz?
And he came on and he's like, I need to get better.
He says, I lost to the better
humbled,
man today.
Humbled.
He said he's
humbled.
A bigger man.
Exactly
I
right.
I thought I could knock him out with a couple of my punches. I couldn't.
Then he fights him again.
And that was the. I mean, that I went from I hated him to I saw that interview, loved him overnight.
GJ, I used to hate him.
Me too.
I used to hate the man.
I still
it's
hate
too
Floyd
much.
Because he punches a lot of women.
I can't stand Floyd. Yeah. I cannot stand him.
You guys ever seen me kickbox?
Oh, God, John Hadley.
John, you can't get your leg above.
You can't put your pants on right here. Fix that for good Lord.
McGregor, on being accused of making racist comments when he told Floyd, dance for me, boy, he said today, if he feels disrespected, he's an idiot, and bleep him as well. I think it's bleeping ridiculous. I don't understand it. I know who I am as a person. He's trying to say something by disrespecting women. Well, also, McGregor yesterday said, for all my black female fans, and he did kind of like a, how would I describe this, a hip thrust.
Oh, I like to see that.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Well, you missed the biggest, sorry, Don.
What was the biggest one?
Well, Floyd called him an
the F-A-G. Homophobic F word.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, F-A-G-G,
oh, I
whatever.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why
you
would you
do
that,
that
Floyd?
Though?
Like he just couldn't help himself.
Yeah,
he threw it
at
out.
This
it's
point,
just,
he's
I think you're
like,
look. And
hell?
I was talking.
I've never understood that because some of the biggest, toughest guys I've seen happen to be homosexual guys.
Yeah, TJ is.
There's
big
some.
And
there's
tough.
Some big, thick guys.
I'm huge.
But why?
There's some big, thick. Clip that off.
Oh yeah, really.
John said there's some big, thick guys, homosexual guys.
Well, you're looking right at one.
Yeah, you're looking right at TJ.
But I think honestly, that. Floyd just got frustrated and just kind of came out of his mouth, man. I don't think
well,
that he was
way,
like thinking.
See,
I know you can't, but sometimes that just, I don't know.
I agree with you, and I think everything Conor does is measured, and I think everything Floyd does is an accident. I don't think Floyd's brain works that way.
I don't,
he's been punched a lot for a long time.
I don't think Floyd meant to call him that. I'll give him
I
the benefit
right.
of the doubt
Floyd
on that.
Floyd can't even read. That's no joke. Floyd, he's just, there ain't much up there. He's, don't get me wrong, greatest boxer of all time by. When you watch him in the ring, you can't touch the guy, and by record and all that, and made the most money, all that stuff. Dude probably couldn't have made it doing anything else.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I hear you. Trust me.
How come no rage here?
Rage about what?
No rage.
You haven't had a hot take yet, bro.
Cam,
I'm just saying,
the
whole world.
Just now that said there's only one G in the F-A-G word.
Did you do double G?
That's not the word I'm talking about. Tell your buddy to
screw his head off straight. She's a girl. So.
Oh, sorry about that, sweetie. My bad.
No,
I forgot TJ only has girlfriends.
That is true.
My
you stopped
point
after
is
the
media and the world was jumping up and down when he said, dance for me, boy. Now Floyd says fat.
You can't there, say that. I don't know if
no,
you do.
You
there.
Can. There's no FCC violation. People should, choose. Yeah,
no, no, no. I'm just wondering why I don't hear the media just destroying Mayweather today
you
for
will,
calling him a fag.
You will hear it. I've already seen some people on Twitter. You're going to
really?
Hear it.
Oh, yeah, maybe on Twitter, but I don't think the yeah.
I think it'll
again,
be big.
And look, I hate Floyd. I hope he gets straight buckled by McGregor, which might not happen.
I do too. I'm with you.
I hope he gets straight buckled. I mean, I'm going to give him a pass on.
I wouldn't
I think
bet a dollar on it.
He's so frustrated with Conor McGregor. He doesn't have any. He's not witty enough to have a legit comeback or rebuttal. So he just throws that out.
He's
the first thing that pops in
you
the top of your head. So it's
$100
like,
million dollar check. Coming. That's all he's got.
But my point is, I'm giving him a pass on the F-bomb there.
Hey, we got to pick a text.
Although I hate
a texter of the week. Who's it going to be? Rock. Let's
add him up.
Who
add him up.
So far. Who had the most nominations this week? What's everybody doing this weekend while
the
Rock
most by far was Ninja Nose K-Ride Magic Man. He had 5.
He's our text.
Ding,
of the
ding,
week.
Ding.
Congrats
ding.
To Kevin Miller.
Right
Ninja
on,
Nose
Kevin.
K-Ride Magic Man. What's everybody doing this weekend? Quickly around the table. TJ.
I'll be at the lake, dude.
Hell yeah.
So who won this thing?
Injun Joe.
Injun Joe.
K-Ride Magic Man.
Yeah, he's been
tell
doing
him,
good,
tell
man.
Him to text in and find out if he's anywhere around the Manchester area. Might take care of make sure he gets a good meal.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow I got a signing I got to do at St. Charles somewhere. And
wait, people are going to pay for your autograph?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. All it's right. kind of weird. I know. Right. But yeah, me and Kate are going to go do that. And then, we might cruise down the lake Saturday night.
Well, dude, tell us where.
Come on.
Tell people
I know.
Where
Derek's on there with my brother John.
Hey.
What?
Tell people
you're
where
not coming.
Can go
oh,
get
hey.
The signing.
What's that?
Where can they come get your autograph?
That's a good question. I got to look it up in my email.
So,
this
means.
TJ, talk until Cam finds out where
Teddy,
he's
Teddy Softhand says, tin roof tonight, TJ. Let's get sauced. Can somebody explain that to me?
I've heard the tin roof is very fun. It's downtown. It used to be where Joe Buck's establishment was. They have live music every night. They got a patio. I hear. I've not been.
So down by the ballpark?
Yes.
Right off of 40.
I hear it is very nice and a fun time.
The same texter was asking if I was going to Wheelhouse or Molly's. You'll probably see Hannah Yates at Wheelhouse. That's where she spends her Friday and Saturday night.
Right. Well, we know.
No, not Friday. She says she never goes there Fridays. Apparently, it's a bad night Fridays. So.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
So if you want to see
I will not
Saturday,
be there
though.
Or the roof. I don't know what that is, and I don't know what getting sauced means either.
Drunk.
Here we go.
The O'Fallon's Irish Pub. It's at 9200 Olive Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri. So it's in St. Louis, I guess. I thought it was in St. Charles. Huh.
There you go. Come meet Cam Jansen
cool.
and
me
get his
Kate
autograph
be there.
For what about
drinking? What
$200 to get your autograph, or is that what it'll be? About $2?
No, I don't think it costs anything.
Oh, okay,
to
great.
Be honest with you, I think
there
they just
go.
Pay me to go there, and I'll hang out with everybody for like 5 hours.
Buy a beer
trust
or something.
Me,
9200.
Yeah, buy me a beer.
9200 Olive.
9200. Olive Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri. 63124.
What's the name of the place again?
I don't know. Parents at Fallon's Irish Pub. Fallon's.
Oh, Fallon's.
I thought
Irish
it said
Pub.
O'Fallon, but it's Fallon's Irish Pub. Saturday from 7 to 8. Address 9200 Olive Boulevard Street. Me and Kate will be there and bring a bunch of my buddies. We'll have a good time. We'll talk to all you guys.
There
Fallon's
you go.
Pub.
And cool. John, which restaurants will you be keeping in business
God.
This weekend?
I've dwindled it to 12.
Golden Corral.
Yeah, the Golden Corral.
Hometown Buffet.
Hometown Buffet.
Anything with a buffet, really.
They hate you when you walk in there, John.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, my God. They give you a time limit.
It's unbelievable.
They give you a time limit.
It's ridiculous.
John.
They give me one plate.
We're losing money because of you.
I dined at Sliders.
I don't want a plate. Just give me a tray.
John could eat, man.
I dined at Sliders with John on Wednesday, and he ordered 2 entrees. He ordered one, he ate it, I ordered, and then he ordered another.
John,
one.
Yes.
You can't do those things when you have diabetes. You just
you do have diabetes, man. You got to watch that,
I've,
dude.
I've done virtually everything I want to do in my life.
You
my
quit,
kids
you
are almost
quit,
grown up.
You've quit the major things you needed to quit.
No, we
and
didn't.
And now you just
well.
So his fix is eating now instead of, he's smoking darts. Like, it's going out of style.
Like
I did stop drinking. I did stop doing blow.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, and I congratulate
how about
you for
cigarettes
that
are going to give you lung cancer? I'd prefer
hey,
you be
one thing at a time, TJ. We've talked about this
on.
With me.
I'm
one thing at a time.
I'm not one of these guys who
I can hit 2 birds with 1 stone.
I don't want to be 80. And
chewing.
Limping
Stop.
Around.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, chewing.
All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks to Brian Hoffman and Matt Rocchio for helping us out behind the scenes. Matt Berger with that 590 show coming up next. Stay tuned for that. For Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, and John Hadley, I'm
have a
Eric
good weekend.
Messersmith.
Right on.
This has been The Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.